bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Andrea Rose, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Today in entertainment, we speak to well-known American horror writer Stephen King, who's just released his new novel, Blaze. The author of over 50 best-selling horror novels, such as Carrie, The Shining, and Dreamcatcher, Stephen King has also written novels outside the horror genre, such as The Green Mile and The Shawshank Redemption. Many of his books have been made into films. Stephen King has won 23 major book awards and has sold hundreds of millions of books around the world, making him a household name. His name is known in virtually every house around the world. His latest book, Blaze, is about a man called Clayton Blaisdell Jr., who is a mentally disabled man. He decides to kidnap a baby to get a $1 million ransom. But Blaze eventually grows to love the child as if it were his own. It's not a horror novel like many of King's other books, so does Stephen believe most writers can switch, like he can, between styles or genres?
I don't necessarily, and I don't think that it's a given that you can write many different things. I think that you're drawn in certain directions. You know, in some ways, I'm in a really good position because I've seen an arc of critical approval for my work build over the years, which is a lot better, believe me, than starting out with a big bank of critical approval and then frittering it away.
Stephen says that it's not a given that you can write lots of different things. A given is something certain or definite. Not all writers can switch between styles. He believes that all writers are drawn in certain directions. They're good at writing certain stories over others. In his case, he was drawn towards writing horror stories. He's happy, though, that slowly over the years he's had more and more critical approval. He's had good reviews over the years, and that's a lot better than getting good reviews at the beginning of your career and then losing the ability to keep it up. He talks about frittering away your reputation. That means losing it, wasting it. Instead, he's enjoyed his gradual acclaim. So, how did Stephen King become one of the world's best-selling horror writers?
That label has been put on me, and I never put it on myself. More importantly, in my head, I never said, it's time to write another horror novel. I would just say, I have an idea, it's time to write a book. I've been able to tell stories from tales of outright horror like Pet Sematary to stories like The Shawshank Redemption. And a lot of times people don't believe that I had anything to do with writing that. So I wear different hats.
Stephen says that he didn't choose to be known as a horror writer. He didn't choose that label. If you're labeled, people choose to see you in a certain way. They label you. But Stephen feels that he's much more than just a horror writer. People sometimes don't believe that he wrote stories like The Shawshank Redemption, but he likes to write different things. He talks about wearing different hats. He likes to be different people and write a variety of things. Unfortunately, in 1999, Stephen King almost gave up his writing career. He had a terrible car accident.
I was walking, and a guy came along in his van, and I was where I belonged, which was off on the side of the road. The last piece of memory that I have is of the top of his van coming over the hill, and then I was in the ditch with my lap on sideways. I was pretty well shattered from the collarbone, ribs broken, skull fractured, spine chipped in two or three places, hip, pelvis, thigh, knee, shins. So it was all busted up all down one side. Boom.
Stephen describes how he was hit by a van while he was walking on the side of the road. His last piece of memory, the last thing he remembers, was the van coming over the hill. He was very badly injured from head to toe. He uses the American expression busted up. He was broken into lots of pieces and badly hurt. But he's back now with his new novel and hopes it will do well. Let's recap the language we've heard in the program today. Drawn in a certain direction. A given. Critical approval. Frittering it away. To be labelled. To wear different hats. Last piece of memory. Busted up. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time here at bbclearningenglish.com.